Infowars.com/show.
You charged Mr. Morgan with two counts of second degree assault, one count for each victim for threatening the victims with a dangerous weapon. Second degree assault with a gun has a presumptive sentence of 36 months in prison. Mr. Morgan's conduct was extremely dangerous. Driving while pointing a weapon out of your moving vehicle at the victims who were in another moving vehicle could have led to yet another disastrous incident in a community that has already suffered too many. I want to thank the Minnesota State Patrol for their investigative work on this case and for submitting it to our office for charging consideration.
Yeah. There you go. That's what happens when you're trying to uphold the law and deport illegal aliens and you're getting interfered with by citizens. Why do you think they pointed the gun at them? Because they're probably trying to run them off the road or do whatever they were doing. What do you think of that, Stuart? They're going to now start charging ICE agents in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, wow. Meanwhile, the people that assaulted Savannah are let off the hook. They're probably not going to be charged. You know,
it's like that bashful flower. Like, oh, we didn't see that. You know.
But and that's why I've been saying President Trump should vote the Insurrection Act. I mean, what they're doing basically is nullifying the Civil War and nullifying the 14th Amendment and everything that came after the Civil War. They're saying that they can criminalize enforcement of federal law. They can with impunity, they can just start putting federal agents in prison. I mean, we had a Civil War over that same kind of issue, right? So I'm not a big fan of Lincoln and what he did during the Civil War, but out of that came, you know, hey, the Supremacy Clause is in effect. Federal law is supreme over anything that a state tries to do. They can't nullify federal law by putting the federal agents in prison. So President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act, and he should use that and use the National Guard and also use us as the militia, I think, to go. And
you go to Texas and you look at, you know, they're deporting more illegals than anyone in the country right now, the state of Texas. Why? Because they're picking them up in jails and they're calling the ICE, say, come pick them up. There's no way to protest that. Nobody knows about that. And here, when they're letting people out, sanctuary states, and then they're going, hey, we pick up people, but if they're criminals, we're just going to let them go, and you guys are going to have to go catch them in the street. That's why you're creating all these situations.
Yes, exactly. Doing it on purpose. The same thing happened in Illinois.
Yeah.
Like I was up in Illinois with my friend Chad LaRue, and it's the same story there. They want this to happen. They want ICE to have to go and try to ferret them out in the street. So they have, you know, the rest of the tamale cart lady or whatever, and they want confrontations in the street. So that's exactly right. They do not want them going to the jails, picking them up where they actually are. That's why I believe, you know, it goes beyond, oh, you can't compel us to participate in your law enforcement. They're actually obstructing federal law, and they're harboring harboring illegal aliens.
And nobody's doing anything about it. All right, we got four callers left. Let's go to Tim. I'm going to give you 2 minutes each. Go to Tim and Callie. Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Hey, Stuart and Drew, good afternoon. Hey, just been seeing that, you know, Peter Ducey, he drilled Carolyn Leavitt there yesterday about the 10 missing nuclear and UFO scientists. And she said, oh, it's worth looking into. But then he got Donald Trump today on the lawn. And, oh, he goes, well, yeah, we should know in about a week and a half. I hope it's just coincidence. Do you have any ideas on who's disappearing these 10 scientists?
Well, you know, it happened also right before COVID. So they started getting microbiologists and killing them, one of which I think ended up being Kerry Mullis, because he died of pneumonia in 2019. And he was the guy who invented the PCR test. So he would have told you what they're doing is bunk. Go ahead, Stuart.
No, agreed. And so, look, as long as we're ruled by a corrupt deep state, it's like a cancer on our country. You can expect this kind of thing to happen, of course. Anyone who cures cancer is killed. Anyone who's going to expose their crimes are killed. Anyone that becomes a liability, you know, quote unquote, in their secret programs is going to be killed and scrubbed. This is the problem, is that this is going on right now. This is so frustrating. It's going on right now under the Trump administration. Like I said before, that's why I disagree with even my brother, J6 political prisoners. Like, oh, anybody who's opposing President Trump is not MAGA. You're a traitor. I am the most MAGA because I'm asking or urging President Trump to do his duty and calling it out when he's failing.
Yeah, that's we're not trying to stop what he's doing. We just want him to do more. We're like, do more, bro.
Do what you said you were going to do. Don't get off track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Honor your word. All right, let's go to Matt in Texas. Go ahead, Matt. Matt in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead,
buddy. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks. I appreciate everything y'all do. And I'm a subscriber and all my supplements in my bathroom are yours. And
thank you.
I'm 57, and I'm 57. I feel like I'm 35. But real quickly, I know I don't have much time. I just wanted to say howdy to Stuart. I met him at the Doc's Chambers event in Dripping Springs. And congratulations on the expunging of those charges. It was well-deserved. A real quick note, though. The Oath Keepers thing, and I gave you that little business card of mine there at that Dripping Springs event. Just let everybody know that there is another Oath Keepers organization out there that is chock full of CIA agents. So tread cautiously and go to the right site. But I have a question for you, Stuart. What are your thoughts
about the Oath Keepers USA? I'm not going to accuse them of being CIA, but I will accuse them of I'll accuse them of being unethical. They didn't stand up for us while we were in prison. And as far as I can tell, they do nothing that's according to our mission. So, and they tried to steal my trademark while I was in prison.
Yeah, it's just nothing more than signal chats and people just talking about stuff. But what are your thoughts about, like, this rumors about a draft coming back in December 2026? And I'll drop off.
They're going to draft illegals. That's what I think. Go ahead, Stuart.
Well, yeah, supposedly what we were first told is that, this is just an administrative thing. They're going to automatically register young men rather than waiting for them to go to their local post office to register like we did back in the day. But yeah, I don't like this ridiculous notion of offering illegal aliens who came into our country illegally, who are being conditioned not to assimilate. A lot of the military age males, I believe, that are here to destroy this country. The last thing you want to do is put them in the military and train them and give them weapons. And I think it's horrible. So yeah, I'm very suspicious. This is the problem, is that God saved President Trump's life in Butler. I believe that's true. I believe he knows it. And I think he was saved to save our country. And yet, on his watch, in his administration, all of this is being done by the deep state that continues to destroy our country from the inside out, right under his nose. And that's why I say we need regime change right here at home. If we can't do that, there's no business. We have no business trying to occupy another nation and do regime change for their people when we can't get regime change right here at home. This country has to come first, and frankly, only.
100%.
So I'm cool with disarming the mullahs from nukes, great, but then focus on the deep state here at home. Because unless you do, this country will be destroyed. Western civilization is being destroyed by methodical, intentional mass invasion from the third world. And you got President Trump walking back now on his campaign promises for mass deportation. He needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, use the military, and use us as the militia and get it done now.
There you go. All right, Lester in Appalachia, go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
That's right. I'm coming straight from your alumni school, WVU. How's it going, Rob?
It's good.
Hey, we've talked a couple times. I'll keep it brief, but man, you know, I understand. We got the Epstein files news cycle, Iran war news cycle, and I think that was to divert away from the Epstein files in a way. I mean, it was like for Trump to kill two birds with one stone, right?
And then he used the Epstein files to distract us from Iran with his wife.
right. And now I think what we're going to be looking at is we're going to be shocked by the UFO stuff coming out. I think that's going to be straight in the next news cycle. After the Iran, if there is a ceasefire, I think that that's going to be straight coming for us. You know, I'm in Mothman country.
Yeah.
I've seen some things. I'm a firm believer, Rob. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen some really weird things here in the hills of Appalachia.
I think it's interdimensional, personally. I don't think it's off-world, but that's my opinion. Stuart?
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be the next big distraction, and that's why these scientists that are working on these programs are all disappearing, so they can't tell us the truth. So, yes, I agree they'll use that. I mean, that's what we've been listening to for years now, is that they're going to use the UFO revelations as the great unifier to unite humanity.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of the prophecies of the Mark of the Beast and the Antichrist.
There you go.
So, yeah, I think you're right.
All right, Melissa in North Dakota.
I think they're demons. I think the aliens are demons, actually.
There you go. That's what I think. I think they're interdimensional demons. Melissa in North Dakota, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Now we can hear you.
I want to be careful to slow down because I really can't spit it all out in 2 minutes, but you might not understand me that well. There is this situation in North Dakota called the Dunseith debacle that has to do with a lawsuit. Currently is a lawsuit by Charles Hofer, H-O-E-F-E-R, and I gave the numbers of some people off air, and there's another one I thought of that you might want to look up if you can keep me going after you're off air, too. But the gist of it is this guy bought this distressed facility that apparently had been handling classified airplane parts and parts for airplanes that weren't classified. He found a whole bunch of material that he wound up having to call the FBI on, and the FBI is over there freaking out because the stuff's above their classification, and they found out that there were a bunch of people that were making millions off of handling these airplane parts and gyro stuff that in the wrong facility with the wrong stuff. And I know you were supposed to have done a story about mid-air turbulence, clear air turbulence, and a bunch of other defective things, and it looked like it fit in. I don't know what you have time to hear and what you don't, if I should try to call back another day if you'll let me, but it's a lot of detail.
I think what you should do this. You need to do this because there's always limited time and you can't show what you're talking about. Make a video about this, and if you don't have an X account, get an X account or find somebody with a big X account that you can give to and have them post it on there, because it's very interesting. But yeah, I'm running up on the end of the clock, and I do want to get this video of Alex Jones played as we head out here on this Thursday afternoon. Stuart, go ahead.
Unfortunately, she was breaking up. I couldn't hear what she said, but yeah, I'll just second Rob said. Put it up online and then send the guys on the crew.
When you send the link out, then it's all there, and we can go back and refer to it and cross-reference it. But I appreciate your call, Melissa. Stuart, thanks for joining me. We're going to go to this. I got two videos. One is about the man who is aware, which I think Alex Jones is probably one of the most aware people on the planet. And then we're going to go back to 2016 of him talking about the Wiener laptop, which is back in the news again. So we got to get rid of these pedophiles. It can't happen soon enough. Stuart, thanks for joining me. We're signing off.
God bless, brother.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
The truest words was from Nietzsche when he said that any man who knows too much can't fit in anywhere. And that's a curse of awareness. Once you start to delve underneath the surface, that's when you realize this whole world, it's not so simple. And you start to notice who people really are and the games they're playing. And that fake confidence, all the ulterior motives. And you realize this whole society, it's built on lies. And people, they're sheep. And once you see that, you can't unsee that. So you try and tell people. But they say to you, no, you're overreacting. You are crazy. So you stop talking. But you're still observing. You're still watching. But you know you don't belong anymore. And it's not because you think you're too good for anyone. No. It's because you've seen too much and you're watching everything. And now you know you can't go back to how it was anymore. And awareness, it isolates you. And it's the price of clarity. Because the crowd say, move away. But then at least you know who you are.
Said it's Doug Hagman and others that came on the show 2 days ago. This is even before it was in the news. He said his NYPD sources said they were going to bring out the occult, child molestation, you name it. And we know that sources we have inside the federal government say that that is what is in the later coup de grace or final blow of WikiLeaks if Hillary didn't step down. And now the final chapter before that's released has come out, and it quite frankly is that chapter. These people make me so angry. that I was almost not able to even get on air right now. And that's not theater when I say that. And I think about the scum that have supported this. This is hardcore Aleister Crowley, nastiest of the black magic. And good God, folks, it's tied into Haiti. It's tied into women that have gotten in trouble trying to bring in undocumented Haitians into the United States, children, disappeared children, you name it. It is just the fountain of evil. And it's exactly the sect and group and everything we already knew. I've explained to you about New York City. And, of course, you know what the late, great director Stanley Kubrick tried to expose in his last film. He refused to cut 24 minutes. He died right after he refused, and he had final edit, as he did final cut on all of his movies, and he died. His protege, of course, his daughter, Vivian Kubrick, has never spoken to the public about the information. And she wouldn't tell me a lot of it, but she said it was too dangerous to myself and my family. But she said, you already know. And she told me some things. He was never involved in it, but he was obviously, being in Hollywood, aware of it. And I'm just going to stop right there. The FBI isn't perfect, but this is so corrupt and so evil, it's got a total mutiny going. You noticed the London Guardian published hours before WikiLeaks came out, and Paul Watson discovered this, and Drudge top linked it at drudgereport.com. Let's put it up on screen. That the FBI said, quote, we believe she's the Antichrist and will destroy the world. If you actually go further, what they said, that they believe that she wants to destroy the earth. Well, the FBI doesn't talk like that, folks. I told you a month ago, I said Obama and Hillary are devil worshipers. The Secret Service has told me, members of the military have told me, that Obama seems really nice. And then all of a sudden you'll be walking down the hall and it's like, in fact, I didn't tell you half of it, okay? Just, it's, these people are scared. I told you they're having nightmares. They don't want to be there. It's very dark, is the words I was told. And Hillary's even worse, folks, okay? Currently serving FBI agents said Clinton is the Antichrist personified to a large swath of FBI personnel. And that's the liberal whistleblower, like, oh my God, most of the FBI hates her. They literally think she's the devil. That's the reason they're leaking. They're pro-Trump. Folks, it's because they know what's in the WikiLeaks and they know what else is coming out. The NYPD's got even worse stuff. And let me tell you, it isn't just sex with kids. I don't even want to show you the video of what they put out in their private party invites to each other. The Podesta and others says he attends. But it's hardcore. We're going to show it. You better get ready, folks. This is who wants to rule you and your family. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation. Now, Doug Hagmann, I've been hearing him for 15 years on Coast to Coast AM. First five, I thought, that guy is too radical. A lot of what he says I know is accurate. A lot of it just is too much. He said they were going to bring in massive Muslims at some point and set up a caliphate. First guy I heard say it. He said they were going to use it for strategy attention. He said a lot of things. And then about 10 years ago, I started going, man, that all came true. And then more of it came true. And then I learned from some of my sources, who are former Secret Service, connected to NYPD. Now, one of those is Bongino, but he doesn't give us any secret stuff. Another one was also in the NYPD. They said, you ought to interview Doug Hagmann. That guy's dead on. I go, well, I've been interviewing him. I know he's dead on. He was here 2 days ago. The video's on Infowars.com. He said, I'm not going to go all the way because this is just too over the top. I'm going to let it come out. But the NYPD is getting ready to basically have a press conference. The FBI is as well. There's the insider, NYPD, FBI found sex blackmail network on Wiener's computer. And he got into it. It's sex crimes with kids. It's everything. No one had this. And all I'm pointing out is we don't make stuff up. It's not about credit. It's about, let me tell you something. When you're with Secret Service agents and they're senior, and then those are smart, pretty tough, smart guys, you know, and then they've got the archetype and everything of the suit and their, you know, their eyes right on you, and you can tell they're not, and they're like, she's really dangerous. We're all really scared, and we can't tell everything, but just, you're right about it all. God save America. And they start getting a tear in their eye. You're like, well, what is it? They go, it's bad. They hurt children, folks. And then he talks to the NYPD, and that's Eric Prince has come out with all of it, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff they're doing, all of it, talking to the NYPD, the same thing he said 2 days ago about children and sex islands and sex slavery. And folks, a lot of these kids, they don't just throw them out of the side of the road, folks. You know what they do to them, okay? Look at these people. Look at Wiener and Aberdeen and Hillary. This is who's going to rule over us. And I cry because I am so ashamed of what our country's turned into. And they want to degradate us. They want to sell baby parts and keep little babies alive and harvest their organs and laugh at us. And the fake liberal media making jokes about everything. They had a whole bunch of articles this week saying, I'm a liar. That there's not even any criminal activity that Hillary's done. I mean, these people are ready to do anything. They are the biggest scum you could imagine. You understand that?
That was found on during the search of the of Wiener's computer. All right, this is given to me by a source. Now, that because of all the black on there that I put on there, that might not mean anything to anyone, but this goes along with.
If you saw what was under it, you'd be horrified.
Well, yes, and it's look, this is all about sex trafficking, or a lot of it's about sex trafficking. A lot of the emails.
Well, let me add this: WikiLeaks leaked to We Are Change that was bold enough to go with the angle that this is about child trafficking. Now, what does that tell you? WikiLeaks leaked the info, then linked to the media that finally figured out what was going on first. That tells you WikiLeaks is getting ready to release the pedophile info.
And there's more.
God, look
coming.
At Hillary's face. I mean, she looks like a demon because she is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
No, it's fine. I would urge everyone looking at these emails because there are so many of them with respect to Podesta. We found, my source, I shouldn't say we, my source.
And let's be clear, your source gave you that photo just as an example of what's.
Right. And
that obviously gave you one of the lighter ones because it could even almost be illegal, even though you're an investigator and accredited, to even share that with you.
Right. And actually, I could probably take the tape off and it wouldn't really mean anything. It would be fine. But the fact is, and by the way, this was not transmitted over any electronic device.
Exactly.
Okay. This was hand delivered to me. But having said that, there's indications of dark web accessing the dark web, of course. There is a subtext or coding to some of the emails that Podesta and others have, including Hillary and Huma, have been engaged in. For example, pizza party. I'll just leave this out there. Pizza party. That's not exactly what it means. You know, don't bring your favorite video over for pizza night. A pizza party is something that has sexual connotations.
And that's why they say stuff like, there'll be semen, there'll be, this and that. There'll be blood, lots of blood. Blood
right.
Even means something.
No, exactly, it does. I mean, you could go to, yes.
Because what spews
yes.
lots of blood?
Yeah. Well, yes. And you know what? I was watching some other videos. Alex, you had Larry Nichols on talking about, some time ago, talking about, Hillary's trips monthly or
he told me 20 years ago and actually researchers actually have the news articles. Hell, Nichols doesn't even know this. It's in the Washington Post. Bill saying, I'm a voodooist. I like to be possessed by spirits. He wrote it in his book. But I mean, Nichols told me about the handler, who he was years ago. Now the guy's in the Inquirer and they were there handling Hillary. It was so embarrassing because she was going to these orgies, but also going to these other rituals. And to her credit, she hadn't been in the real, you know, bloodthirsty stuff until later.
I want them shut down. For our society.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric? supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.